This is Brother Michael Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. You are looking at a picture of Benedict XVI reading L'Osservatore Romano. He is reading the September 22, 2010 edition. This edition is the one in which Benedict XVI gave the following address. This might be the most heretical speech that has ever been given by any of the last five antipopes. On September 17, 2010, Benedict XVI gave an address during his meeting with representatives of other religions at St. Mary's University College in Great Britain. Quote, "Distinguished guests, dear friends, I am very pleased to have this opportunity to meet you, the representatives of the various religious communities in Great Britain. I greet both the ministers of religion present and those of you active in politics, business, and industry. I am grateful to Dr. Azam and to Chief Rabbi Lord Sachs for the greetings which they have expressed on your behalf. As I salute you, let me also wish the Jewish community in Britain and throughout the world a happy and holy celebration of Yom Kippur. I would like to begin my remarks by expressing the Catholic Church's appreciation for the important witness that all of you bear as spiritual men and women, living at a time when religious convictions are not always understood or appreciated. The presence of committed believers in various fields of social and economic life speaks eloquently of the fact that the spiritual dimension of our lives is fundamental to our identity as human beings, that man, in other words, does not live by bread alone. As followers of different religious traditions working together for the good of the community at large, we attach great importance to this side-by-side dimension of our cooperation, which complements the face-to-face aspect of our continuing dialogue. On the spiritual level, all of us in our different ways are personally engaged in a journey that grants an answer to the most important question of all, the question concerning the ultimate meaning of our human existence. The quest for the sacred is the search for the one thing necessary, which alone satisfies the longings of the human heart. It motivates us to cultivate the practice of virtue, and to reach out towards one another in love, with the greatest respect for religious traditions different from our own. Ever since the Second Vatican Council, the Catholic Church has placed special emphasis on the importance of dialogue and cooperation with the followers of other religions. In order to be fruitful, this requires reciprocity on the part of all partners in dialogue and the followers of other religions. I am thinking in particular of situations in some parts of the world where cooperation and dialogue between religions calls for mutual respect, the freedom to practice one's religion and to engage in acts of public worship, and the freedom to follow one's conscience without suffering ostracism or persecution, even after conversion from one religion to another. Once such a respect and openness has been established, peoples of all religions will work together effectively for peace and mutual understanding, and so give a convincing witness before the world. This kind of dialogue needs to take place on a number of different levels and should not be limited to formal discussions. The dialogue of life involves simply living alongside one another in such a way as to grow in mutual knowledge and respect. The dialogue of action brings us together in concrete forms of collaboration as we apply our religious insights to the task of promoting integral human development, working for peace, justice, and the stewardship of creation. Such a dialogue may include exploring together how to defend human life at every stage, and how to ensure the non-exclusion of the religious dimension of individuals and communities in the life of society. Then, at the level of formal conversations, there is a need not only for theological exchange, but also sharing our spiritual riches, speaking of our experience of prayer and contemplation, and expressing to one another the joy of our encounter with divine love. My dear friends, as I conclude my remarks, let me assure you that the Catholic Church follows the path of engagement and dialogue out of a genuine sense of respect for you and your beliefs. Catholics both in Britain and throughout the world will continue to work to build bridges of friendship to other religions, to heal past wrongs, and to foster trust between individuals and communities." End quote. In this heretical speech, Benedict XVI first expresses to the Jews in Britain and throughout the world a, quote, "happy and holy celebration of Yom Kippur," end quote. This is total apostasy. He then expresses to the false religious leaders, quote, "The Catholic Church's appreciation for the important witness that all of you bear as spiritual men and women," end quote. According to Benedict XVI, the Catholic Church appreciates false religions being spread. He also declares that the leaders of these false religions are, quote, "witnesses and authentic spiritual men and women." This is complete apostasy. Benedict XVI then says that different false religions, quote, "are not always appreciated, as if false religions need always to be appreciated." He then says that man, quote, "does not live by bread alone," which is an allusion to Luke 4, verse 4, where Jesus says that man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. Since he refers to the contributions of false religions in this context, he is clearly stating that different false religions provide the spiritual nourishment needed for the true spiritual life. He is also saying that they teach the word of God. Benedict XVI then states that followers of different false religions work for the good of the community at large. Benedict XVI then utters the amazing heresy that followers of different false religions answer the spiritual question about the ultimate meaning of human existence. This means that according to Benedict XVI, all religions give you the same satisfactory answer concerning how you should follow God and achieve salvation. Benedict XVI then speaks of how we should have, quote, "the greatest respect for religious traditions different from our own," end quote. He then states that members of different religions can, quote, "give a convincing witness before the world," end quote. He then goes on to say that in the exchange with other religions, all of us should be, quote, "sharing our spiritual riches," end quote. According to Benedict XVI, there are spiritual riches in other religions. He then closes out what may be the most heretical speech of all time by stating, quote, "Let me assure you that the Catholic Church follows the path of engagement and dialogue out of a genuine sense of respect for you and your beliefs," end quote. He assures everyone that the Catholic Church has a genuine respect for false, diabolical religions, as well as the people who lead these, quote, religions. For the full transcript of Benedict XVI's latest heresies, see the latest Heresy of the Week on our website, VaticanCatholic.com.